Welcome to Fact Check Radio, a weekly wrap-up of spin and deception in politics. I'm Lori Robertson, managing editor of factcheck.org.
And I'm Vivica Novak, deputy director of Fact Check. Now, we at Fact Check like to think of ourselves as a pretty serious outfit. We're professional journalists at a group run by a major policy center at an Ivy League school, and we're dealing with political misrepresentation, which is not for the faint of heart.
We've written about some pretty silly rumors, of course.
But most of the time, it's serious business. Now that the midterms are over, though, we can lighten up a bit. This week, we bring you some highlights and lowlights from this season's most off-the-wall ads.
First, we're sorry to share with you the vocal stylings of Daniel Freilich, who ran for Senate in Vermont.
Hello, Vermonters. Look here, Senator. Now back to me. Now back here, Senator. Now back to me.
Believe it or not, that's Freilich's attempt to do a takeoff on the wildly popular Old Spice guy. Just in case you've been living under a rock and the rock doesn't have Wi-Fi, listen to the Old Spice guy.
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now back to me. Now back at your man. Now back to me.
Now back to Freilich.
Now back here, Senator. Now back to me. Sadly, he isn't me.
Now back to the Old Spice guy.
Sadly, he isn't me.
Now to Grover from Sesame Street.
Hello, everybody. Look at yourself. Now back to me. Now back at yourself. Now back to me.
We rest our case.
In Freilich's defense, though, he didn't tell any whoppers in his ad. It was really hard to listen, though, so maybe we missed something. We can't say the same for Tea Party candidate Rick Barber, who ran for Congress in Alabama. In his ad, he addresses actors portraying Samuel Adams, Ben Franklin, and George Washington.
You gentlemen revolted over a tea tax. A tea tax! Now look at us! Are you with me?
Gather your armies.
That was fake George Washington at the end there. And we have to assume the next words out of his mouth were, so they can make sure people pay up. Because unlike Obama, Washington actually led troops to enforce payment of federal taxes.
Washington's 1791 whiskey tax, the first federal tax ever levied, wasn't real popular. Some people took up arms to resist it, and Washington took up arms right back. If Rick Barber doesn't like the IRS, we can only imagine how he'd feel about a tax enforcement militia.
And speaking of bringing founding fathers back from the dead, this campaign had a watershed moment. The first ad we've ever seen where a politician accuses his opponent of Frankenstein-style body snatching.
Igor! Igor!
Yes, doctor?
We need a heart, a spleen, and a liver for tonight's sale.
Yes, Dr. Mignard.
Say no.
Whoa, what's that about?
Well, that's an ad by Dwight McKenna, who ran for coroner in Orleans Parish in Louisiana. Mignard's been the coroner there since the 1970s, and in 1996, a woman sued his office for selling her son's hip bone and corneas. That's legal as long as the family can't be reached. Mignard, who didn't receive any personal payment for the body parts, said that contacting the family was the transplant company's job, and his office was dropped from the suit.
So not exactly graveyard robbery.
Uh-huh. We'll look at one more ad, but you can see more of our picks for the season's weirdest on our website. This ad, touting South Carolina Democratic candidate, well, sort of candidate, Alvin Green, seems too good to be true.
When I say Alvin, you say Green. Alvin Green, Alvin Green. When I say Alvin, you say Green. Alvin Green for senator.
Listen up, everybody, because I'm here to say, if you're tired of the government you have today, and you want...
Yeah, that's definitely too good to be true.
But I read about it in a New York Times blog. They said it was an official ad from the Green campaign.
What can I say? They got suckered. The rap is by a San Francisco hip-hop producer named Jay Friedman, who's not affiliated with the Green campaign in any way. He's just a fan. But the Times reported it as a real ad, and a whole bunch of news organizations followed suit. Friedman's response to the situation? He said, people are willing to believe very strange things when they come from the internet.
We hear that. And we've seen more evidence of it this week. We got dozens of questions about a fast-spreading internet rumor which claims that President Obama's upcoming trip to India will cost $200 million a day.
Good Lord, $200 million is an obscene amount of money. What can you get for $200 million? Let's see. How about the New Jersey Nets basketball team? The team sold for that amount in May.
You could probably buy the Hope Diamond. The Smithsonian won't put a price tag on it, but that's in line with the value given by outside assessors.
You could buy 2 or even 3 Van Goghs or Picassos, depending on which ones you wanted.
You could rent the country of Liechtenstein for 900 people for almost a year. We're not kidding. You really can rent the country for corporate conventions or other functions for about 500 euros a head per day.
And we are spending nearly $200 million a day on the war in Afghanistan. According to the Congressional Research Service, the war effort has cost about $190 million per day. So how could a peaceful state visit cost more than that?
It doesn't. The White House told us that figure was wildly inflated, and there's no evidence for it. The $200 million claim is based on an anonymous source from the Indian government, cited in a single news article in the Press Trust of India. The number was then parroted multiple times, including by Rush Limbaugh.
For more on internet rumors and offbeat ads, visit our website at factcheck.org. And that's it for this edition of Fact Check Radio. Fact Check is a project of the University of Pennsylvania's Annenberg Public Policy Center. I'm Lori Robertson.
And I'm Vivica Novak. Thanks for joining us.
And you know this great nation will benefit when I say Alvin.